Becker's been accused of possessing child pornography and arranging to meet what he thought was an underage girl for sexual purposes. His attorney says Becker will plead not guilty to 6 felony charges next month. Even so, the story has made national news, and Racine City Administrator Ben Hughes concedes it's taken a toll on the local government.
You know, it would be naive if I said that there's been absolutely no change in my daily routine or the routines of our department heads and frontline employees. It's been a challenging week. But the way in which our business community, our nonprofit community, our residents have responded has been very positive in terms of they just wanted a quick resolution, and I think the mayor's resignation was a good positive step in the right direction.
Racine now has an acting mayor, and the Common Council will meet later this week to discuss options for filling the mayor's job for the long term. Administrator Hughes says he won't be a candidate for the post, but would like to see the city move ahead on issues like commuter rail, jobs, and housing. Roger Caron of the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce also says the city needs to regain its momentum. He says the Obama administration can help with its proposed federal infrastructure plan.
I'm definitely supportive of that, and I know that our governor has presented the Obama group and his advisors a list of some projects, of which commuter rail and roads improvements, etc., were on that list.
So while Mayor Becker has stepped away from his job, civic leaders hope more Racine residents will find work, and soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.